In case you haven't heard, Starry Night is back. This long-running and very successful studio tour in Orillia was yet another victim of the pandemic, but it is back, in a soft launch, this year, according to one of the organizers, Lucy McGarvey. The Downtown Orillia Management Board will be helping with logistics and marketing the event, and it will be held in conjunction with See You on the Patio on Saturday, August 26 from 7 to 10 p.m. The streets will be closed, and participating artists will be in studio at the following confirmed galleries and venues: The Shadow Box, Flywheel Studio, Tiffin's Creative Center, Peter Street Fine Arts, Hibernation Arts, Orillia Museum of Art and History, Three Crows Speak, Mofo Studio and Gallery, Blossom, Sanderson Monuments, Apple Annie's Cafe, 125 Breakfast Club, Uptown Living, Emma Vandermeer Studio, and Richard Vandermeer Fine Arts. There will likely be more confirmed galleries added in the next week before the event. Please, mark your calendars and spread the word. Historically, this was one of the best events for local artists all year round, with lots of sales and support, so let's bring it back in a big way, this year. Folks all around were saddened when the long-running and extremely successful Coldwater Steampunk Festival closed up last year. But take heart, a new day-long festival has appeared to bring fun and costuming opportunities to the area once again. The Magical World of Witchcraft and Wizardry is happening Saturday, August 12, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the town of Coldwater. Come out on the main street and step into the pages of your favorite fantasy novels for the day. Start off with being sorted into your house and pick up your house badge with your wizarding map. Experience a forbidden forest, hunt for horcruxes and refresh yourself with butter beer. There is lots of magic to be enjoyed in this great day of fun for the whole family, so hop on over to Coldwater and give it a whirl. Of course, this weekend is also Boots and Hearts weekend at Burles Creek Event Park in Oro Medonte. So, watch out for traffic jams and if you live close enough, you will be able to hear Nickelback for free. Matilda. The musical continues at the Orillia Opera House on Tuesdays for just a couple more weeks. This is the last week and weekend for bed and breakfast at the Orillia Opera House. Next up, starting August 16, halfway there, running for the last few weeks of the summer. Next Wednesday at noon, St. James's Anglican Church Noon Hour Recital Series continues with Rebecca Campbell and Gary and Marnie Curran. Bring your lunch and enjoy beautiful music. Live music this week? You got it. Quails Brewery offers its summer music series on Thursday, August 10 from 6 to 9 p.m. General Sear, Friday, August 11, from 6 to 9 Matt Plain, Saturday, August 12, from 2 to 5 Ron Whitman, Saturday, August 12, from 6 to 9 Pollux Thane, and Sunday, August 13, from 2 to 5 Patrick Hunter. Couchiching Craft Brewery presents Ryan Naismith on Thursday, the Boathouse Blues Project on Saturday, and Jazz in the Afternoon Sunday afternoon. Sunken Ship presents Mill and the Thrills Friday night. Have a great weekend and if you have arts news send it to annaproctor111@gmail.com by Tuesday at noon to be included.